the rest of the story. You're going to be a great golfer, maybe a pro on the tour someday. You can usually tell early on, middle teens at the latest. But some golfers, perhaps encouraged by shooting low numbers in friendly foursomes, start believing that greatness may emerge for them later in life. And two such hopeful strikers of the little white ball were a couple of country boys, golfing buddies in their 20s, named John Guthrie and Hot Springs Jackson. So highly did they estimate their potential that they began playing in tournaments here and there, and while their results were scarcely what you'd expect from real tour professionals, they headed out to John Ford's one autumn to take the golfing world by storm. Well, the qualifying round of that first big league tournament that they'd ever tackled together was the disappointment any objective observer might have anticipated, but not for John Guthrie. He shot a 71, the low score of the round. The disappointment was Jackson's, confounded by the considerable pressure and his chronically misbehaving driver. Hot Springs hooked his tee shots all day, came in an eyelash from 80 strokes, just barely limped into the open. Indeed, he was just beginning to realize the professional tour was a darn sight different from the pitch and putt down the highway, and the pitch and putt down the highway was just where he was headed. Now, what to do? Well, then it came to him. That night, on his uncle's front porch, the fellows were staying at his uncle's house to minimize expenses. Jackson made John a proposition. He said, "You know, John, since we're so low on cash, we ought to split our earnings from now on. Go half and half, and that way each of us will have a little insurance against a bad streak." Well, John Guthrie blinked at first. Then he looked right at Hot Springs, and he started to laugh, and he kept laughing long and loud, and when he recovered enough to speak, he told his old friend, "Hey, Jackson, I truly appreciate your offer, but I think I'll pass on it. I think I'll keep struggling on shooting 71s. But don't worry about me," John added. "I'll get by somehow." Well, that's about what John did. He got by. For the annals of golfdom include the chronicles of the career of one John Guthrie Bulla of Greensboro, North Carolina. He did play golf on the professional tour and for a quarter century. But he won only once. His most shining contribution to the sport is not measured in money or trophies, but instead in a solitary, sarcastic refusal of a friend. On a front porch in Los Angeles in January of 1937, it was then that young John Bulla made Hot Springs Jackson really angry. Angry enough to go out and finish third in the L.A. Open, for which they'd both qualified. Angry enough to go out from then on to win 81 tournaments on the PGA Tour, including the biggest of the big ones. Had John humbly accepted when the friend he called Jackson held out that tin cup, he, John, might have shared in those sizable lifetime earnings. But instead, John Bulla, certain that it was he who was destined for professional stardom, turned down half of all future prize money of a then unknown and undistinguished hick from Hot Springs, West Virginia, Samuel Jackson Sneed. That's right, Slammin' Sammy Sneed. And now you know the rest of the story.